SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Helicopter crash in Southern California. San Bernardino Sheriff's Department says there were six people on board. No survivors have been found. That crash comes less than a week after a Marine Corps chopper went down in the mountains outside of San Diego. All five Marines on board were killed. The former commander of the U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says the Pentagon may need to ramp up military action against Iran if the militias continue attacking U.S. targets.
And that's going to require going after Iranian sovereign assets, their warships, their platforms, perhaps targets inside the landmass of Iran itself. So I think that time is coming.
Stavridis was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. With 2 weeks to go before the South Carolina Republican primary, Nikki Haley trying to challenge Donald Trump on her home turf, while the former president tries to quash his last major rival's path to the nomination. Trump is turning his campaign focus to South Carolina days after an easy win in Nevada. Also, at SRNNews.com, a Russian drone strike has killed several people in Ukraine's second largest city.
Firefighters in Kharkiv worked tirelessly to control a massive fire after a Russian drone strike hit civilian infrastructure. The blaze burnt down 15 private houses, according to Kharkiv's regional governor. Kharkiv's mayor, Ihor Terekhov, posted a defiant video on his Telegram channel in which he said, "The Russian aggressor is destroying our hero city, Kharkiv, but we will overcome this. We will win." Ukraine's Air Force said air defense systems destroyed 23 out of 31.
That is Karen Chamis reporting, and this is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in a rather unexpected place, Michael Harrington reports.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. Petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot exceeded the number of signatures needed. Ballot question would repeal the measure passed by the legislature last year, permitting millions of dollars in income tax to be used. This is SRN News. With banning and defunding diversity initiatives a hot-button topic, lawmakers all around the United States counting on bills targeting them to sway voters. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Republican lawmakers have proposed about 50 bills in 20 states that would restrict initiatives on diversity, equity, and inclusion, known as DEI. That's according to an Associated Press analysis. The bills have a heavy focus on higher education, but Republicans are also sponsoring bills seeking to limit DEI in K-12 schools, state government, state contracting, and pension investments. Democrats have filed about 24 bills in 11 states that would require or promote DEI initiatives, including measures to reverse Florida's recent ban on DEI in higher education. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.